It is commonly believed that the word restaurant comes from the French restorative. A restorative is a broth or stock which would be served to patrons at roadhouses in exchange for money. The word first appears in the mid-18th century, and for whatever reason, this has led people to accept that this is when restaurants were first developed. But guys, that's some bullshit. I'm Chef Ben, this is Food and Five, and today we are looking at a brief history, if not a brief sarcastic history, of restaurants. First of all, what is a restaurant? This seems like a pretty simple question with an obvious answer, but is it? Yep, it is. According to the Merriam-Webster Dictionary, a restaurant is, quote, a business establishment where meals or refreshments may be purchased, unquote. I'm assuming that's exactly what you thought a restaurant was. So, modern thinking would have us believe that for all of human history, up until the mid-18th century, no one had a business selling meals, or refreshments, or food. Again, that's some bullshit. If only there were piles and piles of evidence to prove that there were businesses and establishments selling meals prior to the mid-18th century. But alas, there just isn't. Yeah, there is. Of course there is. There's tons of it. In ancient Greece and Rome, there were small restaurant-type businesses called, I'm going to mess this up, Thermopolia, which literally means a place where something hot is sold. These places had L-shaped counters with basins carved into them, and each basin would contain a different food item, some hot, some cold. People would go here and exchange money for meals. Sounds like a restaurant to me. Almost like a buffet. Oh, and then there's China. Remember that little country in Asia that has a history that seems to just go on forever and ever and ever? Yeah, they had restaurants too. At the very least, they had them in the 11th century. But that's just when they really stepped up their game and had restaurants of varying qualities, price ranges, and even cuisines in different towns. You would go to any kind of restaurant you wanted. Well, not, I mean, they probably didn't have Mexican restaurants. Prior to the 11th century, they had tea houses and taverns that served food and could easily be considered restaurants. And only God only knows how long they had been around. The claim the French have is really the refining and the naming of the restaurant. As with most things, the French didn't invent it. They just Frenched it up and made it more than it was. But to accept that the French invented restaurants in the mid-18th century is kind of crazy. What they invented was a more modern and refined form of dining. But restaurants have been around almost as long as people have had money to spend in them. In reality, the trends that are unfolding in the restaurant industry right now are more akin to the restaurant style before the 18th century. They are loud, raucous places that people go to have a good time, drinks, and food, as opposed to the more formal and stuffy form of restaurants that the French invented. So there you go. Kind of a brief history of restaurants, but more of a... more of an attack on the French, I guess, unintentionally. Anyway, I'm Chef Ben. This is Food and Five, brought to you by HowToNotBurnShit.com, your modern culinary manual. You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter, and you should follow me on Instagram and Twitter, at Chef Ben Kelly, and on Facebook at Ben Kelly Cooks. You can like, subscribe, comment, rate, share, whatever you want with this podcast. I would super appreciate it. And furthermore, if there is something that you'd be interested in hearing a food history about, please contact me on one of the aforementioned social medias, or you could even go to chefbenkelly.com and just send me a message there. I would love to hear about it because, honestly, guys, sometimes it's hard coming up with ideas to what to write about food history about. I've written a lot of these guys. I don't even know how many. Like, I don't know, a million, I think. Probably. Hold on, I'm going to see. Let's see how many. Hold on, guys. We're going spur of the moment here. I know you're like, just end the episode, Ben, but how many? Doesn't say. Doesn't say anywhere. Okay. Cool. Well, I've done a lot of them. All right, so anyway, if you have any ideas, just contact me on social medias. Again, that is Instagram and Twitter, at Chef Ben Kelly, or Facebook at Ben Kelly Cooks, and let me know what food history you would like to hear about. Thank you so much for listening. I'll be back tomorrow with another fantastic episode of Food and Five. I'll see you then.